Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Well, good morning. Yeah. Happy Monday. Let's make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:04, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, SCOTUS is going to hear about the ability, whether or not Trump can fire people who are government employees. I know it sounds kind of a fail, but he's the commander-in-chief. He's the president of the United States. Yeah, well, there's unions, and a lot of these federal employees have a lot of protection. So the Supreme Court will be dealing with that issue. And I'm still I'm waiting for more information to come out about this alleged J6 pipe bomber. The more information I get, I mean, they haven't said he acted alone yet, have they?
I've not heard that, no.
But they, you know, oh, it's whenever you try to question, well, we're in the middle of an investigation, which I understand. But this guy, the more I'm hearing, all right, what we know from court documents and media reports since his arrest is that this suspect, Brian Cole Jr., black 30-year-old loner who lives in his mom's basement in a middle-class suburb of Woodbridge, Virginia. It's a mere 20-minute drive from Washington, D.C. According to his family, he is borderline autistic and incapable of such a crime. In interviews, his grandmother, Loretta Cole, has said that he is very naive. He's almost autistic-like because he doesn't understand a lot of stuff. He's slow. He may be 30, but he's got the mind of a 16-year-old. Yet, we are told this alleged criminal mastermind evaded the FBI for almost 5 years.
Well, they would have had to been looking, too.
Well,
there's that part.
You can throw that in there.
That's a little caveat.
Some of this stuff comes from Miranda Devine of the New York Post. She says, but surely there's more to it than that. Patel hinted on Friday at a reason the FBI under Ray during the Biden administration may not have wanted to solve the case. Intentional negligence.
Mm-hmm.
This is, after all, was the FBI that managed to round up and charge 1,500 Trump supporters who set foot anywhere vaguely near the Capitol.
Isn't that amazing?
On January 6th. Oh, they were able to track them down.
Mm-hmm.
They did it with cell phone pings and video footage. Yet, with all their technical ability, Ray's FBI somehow missed the phone used by the suspect in the vicinity of the DNC and the RNC on the evening of January 5th when the pipe bombs were planted. Surveillance footage shows the suspect wearing a gray hoodie and COVID-style white mask, seemingly talking on the phone while walking around that night less than a half mile from the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Again, yet they used the pinging of cell phones to find people who were scattered about on January 6th. According to an FBI document presented to the D.C. court during Cole's arraignment, Cole's cell phone, quote, engaged in approximately 7 data session transactions with his cell phone providers. and their towers between 7:39 p.m. and 8:24 p.m. in the area of the RNC and the DNC on January 5th, locating him at the right time in the right place. That information was obtained by the FBI within weeks of the discovery of the pipe bombs the next day. Investigators found 186 cell phone numbers of interest, 130 devices of interest, according to released a report January by Oversight and Judicial House Subcommittee Chairman Barry Loudermilk and Thomas Massey. By early February of 2021, according to the subcommittees, FBI agents had been assigned to interview people associated with 36 of the 186 phone numbers. 98 still required additional investigative steps. A further 51 phone numbers were identified as not needing further action because, curiously enough, the phones belonged to law enforcement officers or persons on the exclusion list.
Really?
51 phone numbers that were in the area.
Well, let me ask you something then.
Mm-hmm.
Does this take you back to your theory that someone else, maybe the Capitol Police officer who's moved on to the feds, was walking around with his phone?
Well, very well could have been, or her phone.
But I thought it was his phone, though. That's what I'm saying. If his phone is pinging and these numbers are on his phone,
right.
Was she using his phone and walking around with
it? That was my theory.
Yes.
That she was using his phone because, remember, he's the patsy.
Yes.
He's considered somewhat autistic.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, what a perfect guy to suck into this whole thing and use. I mean, that's, you know, not beyond... yeah. Anyway, so the FBI never told Congress what came of those leads.
Hmm.
What? Then there's a curious tale of the corrupted cell phone data that turned out not to be corrupted at all. The story came from Steve D'Anturno, head of the FBI's Washington field office until his retirement in December of 2022, who was in charge of the crucial first year of the pipe bomb case, as well as the Capitol riot investigation, which has been described as the biggest in FBI history. He was assigned to Washington 1 month before the 2020 election from his previous role in Detroit. Does that ring a bell? I told you that the FBI field, the head of the field agents in Detroit,
right,
had something to do with their Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping, mm-hmm, and that was a dry run in some ways for January 6th.
Yep.
Well, guess what? Yep, this is it. His previous role in Detroit, when he ran the disastrous Gretchen Whitmer fednapping case, which resulted in multiple mistrials and acquittals amid claims of FBI entrapment of patsies. Uh-huh.
Pattern anyone?
Yep. D'Anturno, who has since found a job at KPMG, also led the controversial FBI raid of Donald Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago in August of 2022. A busy guy. He claims that he opposed the raid, but was overruled by then-Deputy FBI Director Paula Bate. In any case, in June of 23, D'Anturno testified before Congress claiming that the FBI had received corrupted data in the pipe bomb case from one of the three major cell phone carriers. That may have been the reason they couldn't find the culprit. We did a complete geofence, but there's some data that was corrupted by one of the providers, not purposefully by them. It was just an unusual circumstances that we have corrupt data from one of the providers. I can't remember now which one, really.
How many are there? Come on. Really? That's a little detail.
But for that day, which is awful because we don't have the information to search. So it could have been that provider. Yeah, with our luck, you know, with this investigation, it probably was, right?
Mm.
Yet all three of the cell phone carriers contacted by Loudermilk's subcommittee confirmed that they did not provide corrupted data to the FBI, and that the FBI never notified them of any issues with accessing cellular data. Okay.
Who's telling the truth?
Well, the cell phone companies are telling the truth.
Yes.
Another confounding mystery of the case is that all 39,000 video files the FBI obtained from the surveillance camera showing the suspect walking around and placing those pipe bombs the evening before, there was not a single image released to the public that would help identify the person. All images, and we covered this before as well, all images and videos released by the FBI were low resolution and choppy.
Right.
Mike Benz, former State Department official during Trump's first term and executive director of the Foundation for Freedom Online, also claims a blur bar or pixelation effect has been laid over the suspect's eyes in footage which shows him or her looking directly at the camera while sitting on a bench outside the DNC building. Judging by the video, it may also be goggles, but either way, nobody recognized the suspect, perhaps by design. What we do know is that in the first few weeks of the pipe bomb investigation, the FBI was pursuing promising leads and had identified multiple persons of interest. But by the end of February 21, according to Loudermilk and Massey's report, the Bureau actively began diverting resources away from the pipe bomb investigation. At the same time, Ray and Abate, or Body, I don't know how you say his name, but they were ramping up resources to track down and aggressively prosecute trespassing J6 grandmothers.
Yeah.
So they're, that's where their focus was on. Demonizing Trump and his supporters and extracting every morsel of political capital out of J6 was the priority of Biden and his congressional hatchet woman, Nancy Pelosi. Ray, the consummate political animal who wanted to stay on as the FBI director, tailored his response to suit. Nothing would be permitted to interrupt the false narrative that J6 was an insurrection, worse than 9/11, committed by ultra-MAGA, white supremacist, domestic terrorist, who killed four cops. None of that, of course, was true.
No, you know, MAGA supporters are so much worse than a potential pipe bomber. Yeah.
In wake of Biden's insane racial pandering following the BLM riots, it would have been the most inconvenient if a black man was the pipe bomber. But it was a black man that just was recently apprehended.
Yeah, that's what they tell us.
Maybe the answer to the mystery is as simple as the fact that Ray's FBI just didn't want to look too closely at a suspect who would wreck the White House's narrative. At the very least, I think it's it's deeper than that, but I think Miranda Devine, as usual, is onto something. Yep.
So still more questions than answers, and that seems to be the tally that's getting bigger.
But based on the reports we're getting, I'm not sure that this guy was capable.
Interesting.
6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Yesterday, December 7th, a day that will and has lived in infamy. Details on that coming up. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it.
you can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, good morning. It is a Monday, but we're going to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:20 in your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yesterday was December 7th, a day that, as we know, has lived in infamy. If we go back to the year 1941, at 7:55 a.m. Hawaii time, a Japanese dive bomber bearing the red symbol of the rising sun of Japan on its wings, appeared out of the clouds above the island of Oahu. A swarm of 360 Japanese warplanes followed, descending on the U.S. naval base at Pearl Harbor in a ferocious assault. The surprise attack struck a critical blow against the U.S. Pacific Fleet and drew the United States irrevocably into World War II. With diplomatic negotiations with Japan breaking down, President Franklin D. Roosevelt and his advisors knew that an imminent Japanese attack was probable. But nothing had been done to increase security at the important naval base at Pearl Harbor. It was Sunday morning. Many military personnel had been given passes to attend religious services off base. At 7:02 a.m., two radar operators spotted large groups of aircraft in flight toward the island from the north. But with a flight of B-17s expected from the United States at that time, they were told to sound no alarm. Thus, the Japanese air assault came as a devastating surprise to the naval base. Much of the Pacific Fleet was rendered useless. 5 of 8 battleships, 3 destroyers, 7 other ships were sunk or severely damaged, and more than 200 aircraft destroyed. A total of 2,400 Americans were killed, 1,200 wounded, many while valiantly attempting to repulse the attack. Japan's losses were some 30 planes, 5 midget submarines, and fewer than 100 men. Now, the one fortunate thing for the United States was that all 3 Pacific Fleet carriers were out to sea on training maneuvers. These giant aircraft carriers would have their revenge against Japan 6 months later at the Battle of Midway, reversing the tide against the previously invincible Japanese Navy in a spectacular victory. Yep, so it was actually the next day, December 8th, today, when President Roosevelt declared war. And they had a vote, United States, to go to war with Japan. The Senate voted for war, 82-0. House of Representatives, 388-1. The only dissenter was Jeanette Rankin of Montana, a devout pacifist who also cast a dissenting vote against the U.S. entrance into World War I. Then 3 days later, Germany and Italy declared war against the United States. The U.S. government responded in kind. The American contribution to the successful Allied war effort spanned 4 long years and cost more than 400,000 American lives. Wow. So, day that'll live in infamy certainly still does, and it should. I wonder how much they teach about that in the schools. By question, I don't know. But I know they're missing out on a lot of history at a lot of schools. That we know. What's going on with the folks in Minnesota with this scandal, with this fraud involving hundreds of millions of dollars stolen from a federally funded nutrition program may starve Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's chances of a political future, according to The Hill. The controversy involving Minnesota's influential Somali community focuses on millions stolen from the program that has led to more than 50 convictions. Federal prosecutors accused dozens of people of stealing funds from a government program that was to feed children during the coronavirus pandemic. The New York Times put the story on the radar of legacy media outlets on November 29th with a report that federal prosecutors said as much as $1 billion in taxpayer money may have been stolen in separate fraudulent schemes. Wow. The Hill reported, quote, "The governor, I think, has done a very respectable job, a good job in Minnesota for the few years that he's been here. But he clearly is vulnerable, and in my view, he is riskier than any Democrat candidate that might run." That, according to Ember Jung, a former Minnesota Democrat state senator and political analyst for the state, and said that fraud happened on his watch and that Walz can't erase that. While she said the governor is taking steps to rectify it, including audits, those investigations will probably uncover more.
Oh, there's a nice thought.
Well, I mean,
you always know there's more when you find something up front. There's always going to be more.
I mean, think about it. If you wanted to organize criminal activity, like, you know, the quote unquote organized crime, you get a group of people that, you know, culturally share a great deal and are culturally perhaps very different than many of the rest of the people in their surrounding areas. So I guess it shouldn't come as a shock that many of them work together to pull off the scheme. They had to have.
Right.
They had to have.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are systems set up. There are some checks and balances. Yes, waste and fraud still occur, even with those things, in that if they're working even somewhat effectively, you're still going to have some of that. But, I mean, we're talking close to $1 billion, which they may uncover even more, but $1 billion.
That's amazing.
Dollars. And, you know, scamming and stealing, not necessarily just for their own personal benefit, but then sending the money to a known terrorist organization. And Tim Walz, if he thinks he can separate himself from this scandal, I don't know. I think he's dreaming.
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
Yeah. 627 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Never miss a minute of the show. Just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. You can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're going to make it another great day, my friends. Welcome to Monday, 6:38. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And make sure you listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Sky. This is from the file. Well, that's a strange way to say you love America.
Okay.
What do you think's under that file? You think Zoran Mamdani's in there?
Oh,
he
could be.
He is. Do you think that Omar... Little Miss Squad is in there, huh?
Oh, any squad member, yeah.
Ilhan Omar, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. She's in there. So, and it's not... They have, and I'm talking about the left, they have their agenda.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, if the media would just do, like, you know, a half-ass job, I mean, just make an attempt at it, the world would be a better place. People would be better informed. Here's Margaret Brennan on, Face the Nation. She says, I want to pick up where the Treasury Secretary just left off. He alleged that people who were tied to you and your campaign were involved in this broad, brazen scheme to rip off the Minnesota state welfare system. Do you want to respond to that? Do you know what he's referring to? Omar says, I really don't. I don't think the secretary himself understands what he's referring to. Wait, hold on. Now, first of all, information came out on Thursday or Friday related to all the people that were very, very close to Omar, to her campaign, mm-hmm. owners of restaurants where she held functions at. All these people are tied into this fraud. It would almost be impossible. She would have tripped over somebody involved in the fraud if she took more than 6 steps in any direction during her entire career. These people are all around her. This is documented. Now, does it go 100%? Well, here's Ilhan Omar and here's these people. And there's, you know, she knew that they were involved in something bad. You can't go that far. We haven't established that yet. But Margaret Brennan, I mean, she didn't do her homework. She just puts, you know, the Treasury Secretary, you know, on.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Bessent. And, you know, he makes these claims or whatever. Well, that sounds all like that's partisan to the average person. So Margaret Brennan would be able to say, well, you know, as the Secretary of Treasury, you know, did say, look, you've got this person that you did business with, this person ran your campaign, this person and her husband owns this restaurant where you held these events, these were major donors to your campaign, et cetera, et cetera. Instead, you know, she just kind of sits back, Margaret Brennan, because, of course, she's interviewing a lefty. And Omar said, when asked to, do you know what he's referring to? Well, I really don't. I don't think the secretary himself understands what he's referring to.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, how can you say that? He knows exactly what he's referring to. We obviously had people who were able to donate to our campaign that were involved. We send that money back a couple of years ago. In one case, that's true. In one case, it is true. One case.
Mm-hmm.
Out of how many?
Yeah.
And actually, I was one of the first members of Congress to send a letter to the Secretary of Ag asking them to look into what I thought was a reprehensible fraud that was occurring within the program. Brennan said, so this was just for our audience. The Biden Justice Department called it the largest COVID fraud scheme in the country, and this was pocketing COVID-era welfare funds, more than $1 billion in taxpayer money that was stolen. That's pretty, pretty shocking. And of the 87 people charged, all but 8 are of Somali descent. And that has added to the spotlight being put specifically on your community. Why do you think this fraud was allowed to get so widespread?
Ooh.
That's wow. A good question.
That is a really good question.
Omar said, well, I want to say, you know, this also has an impact on Somalis because we're also taxpayers in Minnesota. She basically turned it around and saying, well, people from Somalia are victims as well. And there's some truth to that, probably. Some truth. But the problem is you didn't address the question, which is, why do you think this fraud was allowed to get so widespread?
But we're taxpayers. So their money got ripped off, too.
But that doesn't, again, answer the question.
No, because you made $1 billion.
Right.
Yeah, who cares?
How was it allowed to get so widespread? Mm-hmm. Knowing, in other words, where you would have all these, you know, checks and balances set up.
Right.
Make sure, is this going to a legit place? Who's double checking on that? Who's signing off on this? And she did not answer that question because the answer is these are people who have strong cultural ties and a culture that may be very, very different than the Western world and how Americans feel about things. So, but she didn't dare get into that. Because that starts to speak to the truth a little bit.
But that is a kind of a good side point, and it's been brought up a couple of times, even with the whole migration of groups. You've got to separate culture and color, because they are kind of two different things. And it's the culture that is the problem. We don't care what color they are, but if their radical culture is anti-American, we've got a problem. When you want to stand up against that, they go, oh, you're a racist. No, they're two different things.
Oh. 100%. Absolutely right. I'm glad you pointed that out. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you can't say anything about people of color.
Mm-hmm.
Sure I can. I can say anything about anybody that I feel like is doing wrong and caught up in $1 billion fraud scheme.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I
can. We don't care what color they are.
Yeah. Because,
amazing,
once again, justice is supposed to be blind.
Yeah, there's that.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got plenty more coming up. And come on, we're trying to make this Monday great. Let's do it together. Jags won. Dolphins won. Oh, the Buccaneers lost. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Monday. We'll make it great, right? It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. So look, you've got issues. You know, maybe you overeat. Maybe it's chocolate. You're trying to give it up. It's tough. It talks to you, right? What if you have some sort of a derangement syndrome? You probably know where I'm headed now.
Oh, yeah. Because it's been going around, you know, for a few years.
Rosie O'Donnell sees a therapist. The therapist says, Rosie, honey, you gotta just stop thinking about Trump, stop talking about him, ignore him let's give it a time frame, 2 days. You can go 2 days without Trump getting inside your head, right? Well, I think so, doc. I'll give it a shot, right? Yeah. She was unable to do it. She was unable.
Just two days? Come on.
She was asked to do 2 days. Yeah. She barely lasted 2 hours.
Oh, come on.
2 hours.
That's just sad.
Yeah, that is.
Wow, that's
And an
that's
hour
bad.
Of it, she was taking a nap.
Yep. And probably dreaming about him.
Yeah. She was unable to heed the advice of her own therapist, who told her to try detaching from her constant, all-consuming, wild-eyed hatred for Donald Trump for just 2 days. Apparently, the former TV talk show host couldn't last even 2 hours.
It's crazy.
The Trump derangement syndrome sufferer has admitted that her own mental health counselor urged her to try and focus on something other than her fixation on Trump during a shrink session on the day before Thanksgiving. But she just couldn't do it. She admitted it to the Washington Post. The View host readily admitted she only lasted a few hours before becoming enraged at Trump all over again. Apparently, when Trump sniped at Bloomberg reporter Catherine Lucy on Air Force One and told her to be quiet, Piggy, that sent O'Donnell into the stratosphere once again. Well, I could see that.
Yeah.
That's a little PTSD-ish because didn't he pick on her when he was first running?
Well, she was always saying something stupid about him, and he did. They had a little thing going back and forth.
I think he referred to her as something piggy something like or something.
That. Well, look, if you have left the country because of someone, why focus on them? You've moved to Ireland, for goodness sakes. What have you really accomplished? He's still living rent-free in her head.
Why are you even paying attention?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Right.
The whole idea is you want to get away. Truly, disconnect yourself a little bit. Look, I took just a trip to Ireland, and I was able to not worry about anything in the news for the entire 10 days.
Wow.
And you know, this is my job. It's what I do. And, you know, I'm a news junkie, whatever you want to call it. And it wasn't like I had to try. I was busy. Busy seeing the sights, busy having a good time. There's no way she could have visited all of Ireland by now.
No. And can she not avoid the headlines that she knows where Trump will be? Sure she does.
Yeah.
Come on.
But she can't help herself. That's why it is the Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, and ask anybody. They'll tell you it's real. Now, ask people that suffer from it. It's a little harder. But do you think Rosie will now finally admit that, I have something wrong with me? You know, just like an alcoholic, you know, you admit that you're powerless over alcohol, and that's like the first step. That's the first step. She needs to admit that she's powerless over staying away from Trump.
Mm-hmm.
She's powerless over it.
Well, that's kind of admitting she's got a problem then.
I would think. She said, I couldn't make it a couple hours. O'Donnell's rabid Trump obsession sent her therapist, Jennifer Kopetik, to tell the former comedian, look, you've got to detach. You've got to disconnect. And she said she tried to follow her therapist's advice a second time.
Wow.
And that attempt went down in flames just as quickly. O'Donnell's mania has friends and family members very worried about her mental stability. She even fled to the United States and moved to Dublin in January to try to put some distance between herself and Trump. Yeah, her object of extreme hysteria. Not only has she moved to Ireland, she's also told fans she's seeking Irish citizenship.
Hmm.
Yep. And she has had many mental lapses over Trump. One of the worst was she has poisoned the mind of her adopted non-binary son, who is now apparently convinced that Trump personally made he and his mom move to Ireland.
Yeah.
He made them.
They've been mouthing off, too.
He banished them from the kingdom.
Yeah.
Being the authoritative president that he is.
And he is a king.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. 6:56 on the Bob Rose Show. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up, and we're going to make it a great day. It's Monday, but we're going to make it great on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.